Media and communication.
媒體與交流.
Franz learns how to send a simple message. He practices writing an email and making a short phone call. The story shows the basics of media use in everyday situations.
芬蘭詞學習如何發送一條簡單的消息。他練習寫電子郵件和進行簡短的電話通話。 这个故事展示了日常生活场景中的媒体使用基础.
One day, Franz sits at his computer.
有一天,芬兰茨在电脑前坐着.
He wants to send a message to his friend.
他想给他的朋友发信息.
He opens the email.
他打开电子邮件.
He starts writing.
他开始写.
Franz writes, "Hello, friend."
Franz 写,你好,朋友.
He sends the email.
他发送电子邮件.
Then, he picks up the phone.
然后,他拿起手机.
He dials the number.
他拨号.
The phone rings.
电话响了.
The friend answers the call.
朋友接电话.
Franz says, "Hi."
芬兰茨说,Hi.
They talk for a while.
他们聊了一会儿.
Franz finds communication fun.
芬兰茨学习到通讯是有趣的.
He will practice every day.
他将每天练习.
He learns new words from the teacher.
他向老师学习新词汇.
He improves his media skills.
他提高了他的媒体技能.
Franz is happy.
芬兰茨很快乐.
Title: Eating and Drinking.
标题：吃喝.
Description: Lisa goes to the market to buy fresh ingredients for a dinner. She learns new words for fruits, vegetables, and basics of food naming. The story helps to learn basic vocabulary for food.
描述：丽莎去市场买新鲜的食材来做晚餐. 她学习水果、蔬菜和食物命名基础的生词. 这个故事有助于学习食品的基础词汇.
Lisa went to the market in the morning.
丽莎早上去了市场.
She bought apples and bananas.
她买了苹果和香蕉.
Lisa likes to eat fruits.
丽莎喜欢吃水果.
She also bought tomatoes and carrots.
她也买了西红柿和胡萝卜.
These vegetables are basic for dinner.
这些蔬菜是晚餐的基础.
She learned vocabulary for blueberries and cilantro.
她学到了蓝莓和香菜的词汇.
She discovered new foods.
她发现了新的食物.
She found it very interesting.
她觉得很有趣.
Lisa went home to prepare dinner.
丽莎回家准备晚餐.
She washed all the vegetables.
她洗了所有的蔬菜.
Then she started chopping.
然后她开始切配.
She made a big salad.
她做了一个大的沙拉.
It was time for dinner.
晚餐时间到了.
Lisa tried her salad.
丽莎尝试了她的沙拉.
It was delicious.
她很好吃.
Lisa learned a lot.
丽莎学到了很多.
She knows more about food now.
她对食物了解更多了.
School and training.
学校和培训.
Jonas begins his training and describes his first day at vocational school.
乔纳斯开始了他的培训,并描述了他在职业学校的第一天.
The story promotes vocabulary for education themes.
故事旨在促进教育主题的词汇量.
Today is Jonas's first day.
今天是乔纳斯的第一天.
He feels excited and nervous.
他感到的兴奋又紧张.
Jonas walks into the classroom.
乔纳斯走进教室.
The classroom is big and has many students.
教室很大,有很多学生.
The teacher of this class is very friendly.
这门课的老师很友好.
The first class is math.
第一节课是数学.
Jonas likes math because it is fun.
乔纳斯喜欢数学,因为它很有趣.
The next class is history.
下一节是历史.
Jonas finds history hard.
乔纳斯觉得历史很难.
He asks the teacher questions after class.
他在课后问老师问题.
Lunchtime arrives.
午餐时间到来了.
Jonas makes some new friends.
乔纳斯遇到了一些新朋友.
They have lunch together.
他们一起吃午饭.
After lunch, they have a science class.
午餐后, 他们有科学课.
Title: Host and Phone.
标题: 邮件和电话.
Description: Anna must write a formal letter to an authority.
描述安娜必须给一个机构写一封正式信件。
She is learning how to conduct structured and polite communication by post and phone.
她正在学习如何通过邮件和电话进行结构化和礼貌的交流。
The story offers insights into professional correspondence.
这个故事提供了专业通讯的见解。
One day, Anna sat at her desk, ready to write.
一天，安娜坐在她的书桌前，准备写信。
She opened her favorite stationery and began composing the letter.
她打开了她喜爱的信纸，开始写信。
She knew a well-crafted letter would make a good first impression.
她知道，一个好开的信封会给人留下良好的第一印象。
Then, she looked at some guides on polite expressions.
然后，她查看了一些关于礼貌表达的指南。
She wanted to convey sincerity in her words.
她希望在她的字里行间传达真诚。
After finishing, Anna carefully proofread her letter.
写完后，安娜仔细校对了她的信。
She felt confident about her refinements.
她对自己的打磨感到自信。
Next, she wrote the address on the envelope and sent the letter.
随后，她在信封上写下了地址，并邮寄了信件。
A few days later, she received a phone call from the authority.
几天后，她接到了一个来自该机关的电话。
On the call, she demonstrated excellent communication skills.
在电话中，她展示了出色的沟通技巧。
Anna was mindful of using the appropriate tone and pitch.
安娜注意使用合适的语气和语调。
After the call, she felt proud.
电话结束后，她感到骄傲。
She knew her efforts were paying off.
她知道，她的努力得到了回报。
Animals.
动物。
Paul is a passionate animal lover and describes his experiences with various animals, both pets and wild creatures. He shares interesting facts and experiences that expand the advanced vocabulary.
保罗是一位热爱动物的人，并描述了他与各种动物的经历，无论是宠物还是野生动物。他分享了有趣的事实和经历，扩展了高级词汇。
At the restaurant.
在餐馆。
Clara visits an upscale restaurant and engages in complex dialogues with the waiter about the menu, recommendations, and wines.
克拉拉访问一家高级餐厅，并与服务员进行复杂的对话，讨论菜单、推荐和葡萄酒。
She experiences a multi-course dinner and learns to handle gourmet terms and conversations fluently.
她体验了一顿多道菜的晚餐，并学会了流利地处理美食术语和对话。
Evening was setting in, and Clara walked through the illuminated city streets.
天已经快黑了，克拉拉走过灯火辉煌的城市街道。
At the entrance of the restaurant, a gentleman greeted her with a smile.
餐厅的门口，一位绅士微笑地迎接她。
He showed her to a table adorned with crisp white napkins.
他向她展示了餐桌，桌上已经摆放着清脆的白色餐巾。
The introductory amuse bouche was astonishing.
开场的餐前小吃令人惊叹不已。
She inquired about each dish's ingredients and origins in detail.
她详细询问了每一道菜的成分和来源。
The waiter softly explained the backstory of each course.
服务员低声解释每个菜的背后故事。
Excitedly, she tasted the recommended dishes, evaluating their flavors and textures.
她兴奋地品尝推荐菜，并品评其风味和质感。
Her attention was drawn to a unique wine list.
她的注意力被一份独特的葡萄酒单吸引。
The discussion veered toward the winemaking process.
讨论开始转向葡萄酒的酿造工艺。
The waiter described each step from grape picking to bottling.
服务员描述了从葡萄采摘到瓶装的每一步。
Clara showed immense interest in the process.
克拉拉对这个过程表现出极大的兴趣。
By the end of the dinner, she thanked the staff.
晚餐结束时，她感谢工作人员。
As she left, she felt a deeper appreciation for gourmet cuisine.
离开时，她感到对美食有了更深的理解。
She decided to recommend the experience to her friends.
她决定将这种体验推荐给她的朋友们。
Clara eagerly planned her next gourmet adventure.
克 帕拉拉满怀期待地计划她的下一次美食冒险。
That night, she gained not only a meal but also knowledge and experience.
那个夜晚，她不仅享受了一顿晚餐，还获得了知识和体验。